What do you want? What are we supposed to do? Vote people in, pray or protest, sign petitions, move, whatever you want. But the greatest weapon you will ever possess is the fear of God and spending time in the prayer closet. That's how you move the hand of God. You don't move the hand of God by signing a whole bunch of petitions to get somebody out of office. You move the hand of God by praying and petitioning and repenting and saying, Lord, I fear you. Our nation needs you again. Would you bring revival to us, Lord? I'm not going to eat all week this and that until you do. I'm going to fast. I'm going to pray. I'm going to petition. That's the answer. And you know what I tell people that? What they say, but Shane, but we got to prepare. No, buts. There's no buts. I'm tired of buts. Either we bow to the Lord Jesus Christ and we repent and we humble ourselves. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will heal their land. I'm not going to heal their land with a bunch of petitions, a bunch of whiny Christians, scared of everything and afraid of everything. Let me take you to the life of Paul, who Caesar wanted to kill him. He was in jail more than he was out. He was glorifying God. They would burn Christians as candles on the streets. So we're going to get upset that they're buying all the ammunition and going to be paralyzed? Be concerned, yes, but don't be paralyzed, because the enemy wants to paralyze you. I was talking with a guy the other day, can't even sleep at night, who has to sleep with a loaded gun next to him all the time. They might be coming. What are you watching all day? Guess what? Guess what he's watching all day? The news. This. Everything. He's paralyzed. How do you think his wife feels? She's fractured. She's broken. She's destitute. How do you think his daughter feels? She doesn't even want to come over the house anymore. So don't tell me but, Shane. Because when you say but, you don't like what I'm saying, that you need the prayer closet. I'm saying you need to repent. You need to humble yourself. Get in the prayer closet. Stop feeding into the fear frenzy. But, Shane, but, no buts. No buts. The buts need to end. There's no buts. We need to say, yes, that's right. Repentance and humility and brokenness before God, that is our only hope.